On the first Sunday morning in April, most of us spring forward, move our clocks ahead 1 hour without thinking much about it. But legally, sometimes, that lost hour is quite important, leading some courts to ask and answer the question, what time is it anyway? Consider the liquor store in Wisconsin, for example, operating in a city that allowed liquor stores to remain open until 1 in the morning. In 1942, clocks had been moved ahead by 1 hour, known then as Central War Time. And at 1:55 a.m., 12:55 a.m. Standard Time, authorities slapped the store owner with a fine for being open past mandatory closing time. He argued that Standard Time applied, even though all Wisconsin clocks were set to wartime. He lost. The Wisconsin Supreme Court found he'd violated the ordinance. Uniform time is important, the court held. Consider, too, the search warrant in a case from Alabama. It allowed police to enter a home between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Police, on standard time, executed the warrant just under the wire at 5:45 p.m. Defendants' clocks on daylight savings time, along with the rest of the city, read 6:45 p.m. And the court found the search illegal. Police had failed to execute the warrant in time. In a case from the Midwest, drive-in movie owners feared daylight savings time and filed a lawsuit in federal court charging that the Secretary of Transportation could not force their area to conform to daylight savings time. If they did, they argued, sundown would be at 9:30, too late for a drive-in movie to begin for many patrons. The court, unmoved, found that the area had to comply with daylight savings time, lost patrons or not. Or this case, when a fire occurs just before midnight, Pacific Standard Time, or just after midnight, daylight savings time, and the policy expires at midnight, quote, Standard Time, what time did the fire start, and did the policy expire before or after the fire? A lower court left the issue to the jury, but the appellate court found that Standard Time means the time on everyone's clocks. The fire started then after the policy had expired by about 40 minutes, so it's not covered by insurance. But by far the most poignant daylight savings time case involves a fellow from Delaware, born at 11:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on August 11, 1948, or, as his birth certificate showed, at 12:03 a.m. daylight savings time on August 12th. His exact date of birth probably wasn't an issue until the draft began. Those born on August 12th had a much higher draft number than those born on August 11th. So the man brought suit, arguing that because federal law governed the draft, standard time applied, and his birth certificate should be changed to August 11th, even though the city in which he was born recognized daylight savings time. The court agreed, finding that, by state law as well, the man's birthday should have been August 11th. The higher draft number applied, and perhaps the man did not have to go to war. And suddenly, that hour lost or gained has great significance. What time is it anyway? It all depends on how you look at it. I'm Amy Guida.